Blog Talk Radio.
With Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. Well, I don't know. It was another warm day here in New York City. I'm in front of my computer. I haven't gone out yet. Then it's 2:30, and today, it looks like some radio stations have a Heart and Soul Foundation and hip hop. Hip Hop Has Heart Foundation, and anyway, and they're doing this. They're presenting this thing, Cuts for Kids, the back to school tour that's providing young students in the New York tri-state area with a free haircut or a hair makeover. So we're gonna talk about this whole thing. With Corinne Vaughn, who is the director of marketing and president of Hip Hop Has Heart and Heart and Soul Foundation. But before we do that, you gotta have got sponsors so they get their commercial. All right, here we go.
Hey, Martha, why do you smile? I was just thinking, I'm here at Ronnie Brook Farms eating delicious grass, not being injected with some synthetic hormones. I just gave birth to another cutie calf and don't even have to deal with any bull. I hear you, Mar. You know what they call cows that can't give milk? No, what, Sal? Utter failure. So, where is our big daddy Ronnie? Probably somewhere exercising. Doing yogurt. At Ronnie Brook Farms, you'll find the best of dairy products. Our milks vary in butterfat from non-fat to heavy cream. Enjoy the creamy yogurts from the cup or one that you can simply drink with the best of culture without artificial thickeners or additives. We don't have sour cream. We do have creme fraiche. Butter is better when you can choose cinnamon toast to spread on bread or pancakes. And since we scream for ice cream any time of year, you'll love our 16% butterfat. Do you remember getting bottled milk delivered, opening it to find the cream on the top? That is how you'll find our sweet-tasting cream-lined milk. I'll hand it to you, Sal. Our milk may get past your eyes, but certainly not homogenized. Ronnie Brook Farms, where cows always seem to be in a good mood. Check us out at www.ronniebrook.com.
Oh, yeah, I guess I'm going to have a glass of milk after the show. But in the meantime, hello, Corinne.
Hi, how are you?
Okay. So,
Good. Tell
us about this foundation.
About the Hip Hop Has Heart Foundation?
Yeah.
So the Hip Hop Has Heart Foundation has been around for, I want to say, since 1994. My first encounter with it came when I started working at the station in 1997. And I was in charge of it then for a couple of years from 97 to 2003. And now I'm back with the station, so I'm back again. Basically, the foundation was formed to do things and help people in the community, to just try to make our community a better place. Like, the radio stations, obviously, we broadcast to the tri-state area. And from a broadcasting perspective, we do a lot of stuff, you know, concerts and stuff, but we also wanted to give back to the community. So this foundation was formed back then to be able to do stuff to really focus on the community and community efforts, which has nothing to do sometimes with sales or just anything. It's just to really just do stuff and be able to give money back to the community in a foundation form. So that's what it's about. And Cuts for Kids is just an extension of that, of our mission statement. And we've been doing it on, this is our second year doing it under the foundation, but BLS has been doing it for like the past 8 years. So we just went around and we gave these free haircuts to back to school to try to just, you know, alleviate parents' back to school costs. There's so much stuff they pay for already. It's like, what else can we do to help out community and parents? So we partnered with some barbershops that will give our cuts for a limited, for like an hour, at 8 different places starting August 31st, and it goes through September 10th. We'll be giving out free haircuts, backpacks, school supplies, and clothes, and it's all in time for back to school. So we're really excited about it.
So, in other words, this is not just the haircuts.
No, yeah, no. When you get on site, we're going to also
I have, you know, somebody, my neighbor's kid goes.
Right, right.
What should he expect?
He should expect to come out there. He'll see us with our street team out there, with some mixers out there playing some music. We'll be raffling off some stuff, giving out Circle of Sisters tickets, giving out book bags with that stuffed with some school supplies, and giving out clothing for the kids to go back to school. So the reason why we're trying to do in different communities is because we know, like, if you live in Queens, you might not travel to the Bronx. So we try to really bring it to the boroughs where it's like a really localized feel where we're just coming to you to try to just to make it easier for your child to go back to school. So what I would say is if you're in the neighborhood and if you're at one of our barbershops, to come by and stop by and get something free for your kids. It's only
okay,
a question of time.
So let me ask you, because this is like at least the ones in Queens, I see they're, you know, that's between 5 and 7 p.m. that they're going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
What if, like, you know, and they say it's like between 20 to 30 kids?
Yep.
Oh, let's just say this, like, wow, you know, the word gets around and 50 kids show up. I mean, are they going to, are they also going to get, in terms of giving out these school supplies, are they going to get that as well? Everybody who shows up, all the kids.
Right. Our goal is for everyone to leave with something. So, you know, the barbershops are generously donating their time, and they're cutting the hair for free. So they're going to do a limited amount of cuts in the time that we have set here, and then if they cannot get to everyone, they're going to give people some vouchers that you can come back later on next week and you can get a haircut if you cannot get cut that day. And, you know, that's a limited number, but, you know, we will be giving vouchers so people can come back. We also ordered about 2,000 backpacks, so a little bit more than that. And, you know, we plan on, regardless if you get a cut or not, if you come out, you can still get something. Metro PCS and GEICO are our sponsors on this, so Metro PCS is also giving us some stuff to stuff in the backpacks as well, and they will be on site with us. So I don't think anyone that will come will leave feeling disappointed. We have a lot of good things planned. Like I said, we're going to play games. We're going to be giving out also Circle of Sisters tickets. So I think it's
giving out what? I'm sorry?
Circle of Sisters tickets. It's our big event we have at the Jacob Javits Center on October 16th through 18th. So we'll be giving out tickets for that, which is a family event for kids and adults. We have concerts and everything going on there. So everybody will leave with something. So I would say, if you're in a neighborhood, come out, come join us, come get a free haircut, come get some free tickets, and just, you know, enjoy a day. It should be fun. And 2 hours, so, you know, the more the merrier as far as we're concerned.
Okay, so you said you did this, this is the second year, so this happened last year?
It happened last year.
Okay, so I guess what I'm, as I look on the websites of the three particular places in Queens, I noticed that the haircuts are like hip-hop buzz cuts kind of thing, you know. What about the girls?
So some of the, well, it's funny. We tried girls a couple, well, this is the second year we're doing it under the Hip-Hop Hip-Hop Foundation. BLS has done it for the past 8 years. And we had hardcore, before we did it, where it was barbershops and it was hair salons. Girls take a little bit more time than boys because we as women have to get our hairs washed and styled. But ironically, some of these shops will do some girls' cuts in a light fashion. So if you come as a little girl, they will do some light styling. Before we did it, you was able to come and you got your hair washed and styled. But it took like 45 minutes per appointment for girls, so we were able to do a lot less. So some of the ones, and, you know, we'll indicate them on our website because I'm looking at our website now and some of them are not indicated, but some of these shops will also do girls' hair as well. They will style it and do light styling for the girls as well. So that's how
style. So in other words, wait, when you say style as well, are you saying that they're not necessarily going to get a haircut?
Meaning, like, as a girl, when I go to the barbershop, I mean, I go to the hair salon, I get washed, and I sit in the dryer for 45 minutes, and after I sit in the dryer, they blow my hair. So they won't be that intense, but if you come, they will style. They put your hair in a ponytail, like, they'll style your hair as a little girl. But it might not be the full-on wash, set, roll, two-hour, hour-and-a-half experience.
No, I understand. So how far would they... Well, let's just say I'm, you know, I send my daughter over there, you know, and will they cut her hair? In other words, I guess I'm trying to understand. So what you're saying to me is that the difference is if a guy goes there and he's got long hair.
Yes, okay.
They will cut
girls' hair too, but they will cut and probably do a little style into the girl's hair because once you cut a child's hair, you have to sometimes maybe put it back in the style. So, yes, they will cut. It's cut the hair.
No, I guess what I'm asking, there are guys that have long hair.
Yes.
And so when the guys have long hair, when they get their hair cut, they don't have to get washed or go under the dryer or anything?
No, a lot of times guys don't get their hair washed. They just come and they just go get a haircut.
Okay. I don't mean a lot of times. Okay. I understand. I'm talking
most
about
of the time.
Because the difference, the reason I'm asking, is the difference has to do with not whether it's the, you know, the gender, but how long the hair is that needs more attention, correct?
No, I don't agree. Because for most of the time for guys, they go in and they get a haircut, and that's all they do. There's a lot of times when you go to a barbershop, there's no washing, there's no styling, it's just a haircut, right, with a style. As a woman, when you go get your hair done, it's more than just a haircut. You usually go in, get your hair washed, you get your hair, then you go underneath the dryer, and then you come out underneath the dryer, you take out the rollers, and then you get a haircut. So they still will cut the girl's hair, but as like most girls, like my guy kids or whatever, instead of it being a whole day in the hair salon, they will just cut and style without the washing. Most guys, when you go to a barbershop, they usually just get their hair cut in the chair and they leave. So it's a lot less, it's not as much time as it will be to take
now,
to do a girl fully.
So in other words, with the girls, suppose the girls, in other words, before they go, I know like when I go, when I'm getting my hair cut, before I even leave the house, I wash my hair anyway.
Oh,
so when I get there, okay, most of the time it's still wet. So I guess what I'm asking, if the child, like, washes, if the girl washes her hair prior to going, then it doesn't need to be washed, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so they can just cut and style.
Correct, yes. The shops that will style girls, if they can just cut and style. Yes.
Okay, and...
So wait, so you go to the hair salon, you go there to do what? So you don't go there for them to wash your hair?
Oh, no.
Really?
I go... Well, my hair is short, and when it gets too long, like right now, it's like almost time for me to get a haircut. But what I do is I wash my hair before I go because I'm leaving the house. I took a shower. I wash my hair, and I go there, and they do nothing more than need to cut. But that's my hair. They need no more to do than cut my hair, and then I could, don't even have to use a comb. I could use my fingers to style my hair, and and it's, you know, that's my hair because it's my hair is wavy also, so I don't need you know, and it's never gotten long enough to go into curlers or anything, you know, except for when I was a teenager. So I'm, you know, so but that's me, and you know, and I realize. And I look around and I see, you know, other women coming in and they still, you know, I could see even if their hair is short, they get it styled, they get it blown dry. My my attitude is don't even
So to be in there forever.
So in other words, they're gonna take it whatever time that they can take to do this. So it's basically I would say just like a cut and style for the girl. Just as you know, I'll kind of say, don't expect to sit under the dryer and you know, whatever kind of thing.
Right. And like I said, we've done that before, and it, wow, we didn't realize how long it was going to take. So it seems like a lot of our little girls before didn't really get the full benefit of it because, it's, I mean, for the parent, they got a whole free thing for their children. For the other kids waiting, it was just, it's just a longer process. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And so now you decided on, like, what made you decide on haircuts versus anything else to give back?
It actually, well, we do other things to give back, but this actually started, the Cuts for Kids program was the brainchild of somebody in the marketing department who's a guy who remembered when he was growing up, like, always going to get his hair cut with his mom taking him. He was like, wouldn't it be cool if we just did, like, free haircuts, like, in the neighborhood for kids? And it was really personal to him. So I said, hey, I think it's a great idea. Why don't you start the program? And he did. And he contacted all the barbershops the first couple of years. He did everything. And that's how come it started more like a boys program because it came from the perspective of a guy. And I thought it was a really good idea to get back to the community in this way. And back to school is a big time in our communities. All these kids, a lot of kids are going back to school. We as parents spend a lot of money on things. So it just seemed like a really cool and fun way to be able to give back and create almost like a party in the barbershop for parents and kids. So that's how it initially started. And then after that, we said, oh, let's bring in the girls, and then we expanded it to girls. But it originally started only with the boys. And again, because it came from the brainchild of a boy who remembers this process growing up. So when I grew up, my mother just braided my hair. We didn't go to salon. So it wasn't, you know. I thought, that's cool. So that's how it started. And then it's grown and grown and grown. We won an award last year from New York State Broadcasters Association for this program, and we're really proud of it. We're proud. It's our job to go back into communities to help out, and to help out because it's a responsibility we have as a station. So this is one of the things that we're really happy about. We also do something in Thanksgiving. Around Thanksgiving, we do a Thanksgiving feeding for underprivileged families that we do in Queens as well every year. So, you know, we're proud of these programs because it's something that we do. We don't necessarily do a lot of press on it, but we do it because we know it's the right thing to do. So that's what makes us most happy about it. So we're excited.
And when you do in Queens, you focus on particular neighborhoods?
For which one? For this particular program or for the Thanksgiving feed?
Whenever you do anything. Any program?
No, we don't focus on particular neighborhoods. We focus on this particular program. We worked with an organization that kind of reps barbershops who had relationships with some of these barbershops. So that's how we picked some of the ones we have now.
Okay.
The one for the Thanksgiving feeding, it's been a partnership we've Hot 97 has been doing for a couple of years with a community center out there. We don't necessarily focus on just Queens families. We'll take families from whomever wants to come because we are right by the train station, right by Jamaica Avenue. So we don't just focus on Queens families at all. It's just where we can get the best space that will give us the best time and the best experience for what we're trying to do for that particular one in Queens. So it's different reasons why we pick the locations that we pick.
Okay. So what is MS New York?
MS New York is a parent company to WBLS, 107.5 WBLS, to Hot 97, and to 1190 WLIB radio stations. So it's three radio station brands that are owned by MS Communications, which is our parent company, and it makes up MS New York LLC.
Oh, okay. So, so I guess this is going out to all the papers and all the local papers.
You spoke to Lindsay, who is the publicist for the station, and I guess she sends it out for press. I don't honestly know who all this is.
Yeah.
So she sends it out. We put it up on the website, and whoever's interested in finding out about it, they're interested in finding out about it. If not, that's fine. So I don't know, to answer your question, who it got sent out to.
I'm just saying not who in particular. In other words, this is going out to, all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay. Because it'll be quite interesting to find out how many people show up, whether... they did this last year,
did you get more
people? Did you get more people than expected?
No, we didn't. We got about we got about the people that we have been expecting, and we always prepare for more. So, listen, the more we want this to be bigger, we want it to grow. We want to grow to more barbershops. We want it to grow in the boroughs. We want more people to come. So we're not afraid of the growth of it. We want it to, in fact, be bigger. We want more kids to come. Because we have relationships with the barbershops, and I think that if more people come, I can't exactly speak for them, but if they get an overwhelming response, you know, maybe they'll cut more kids. So we're not afraid of the growth of it, and we want it to be big. We're expecting about 30 to 50 kids to come per site, which is what we're hoping for. And, you know, when the weeks happen, we'll get to pay it off and kind of see, but that's what I would like to see, about 30 to 50 kids. And, again, hopefully it will be more than that, but we're expecting about that number.
Okay, so when it really boils down to it, they're not afraid of too many people because if the kids say, well, you know, it's too long, you know, the line is long, or whatever it is, and they go, don't worry about it, we'll give you a voucher to come back here.
Right.
Get your haircut.
Like I said, it's limited vouchers that we're giving out, but everybody will leave with something. So I don't think anyone will leave unhappy. Like we have T-shirts, we have hats, we have backpacks. So you're going to leave with something. You're absolutely going to leave with something.
Okay. But so in other words, so it's first come, first serve, and a limited amount of vouchers. So you can't, in other words, you can't be positive that when you show up that you'll get a haircut.
Depending on the number of people.
Okay.
We haven't had to turn anybody away before. So let me just put it to you like that. Everyone who's come to Crest for Kids has usually gotten a haircut to one of our locations.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think this is a great idea. You'd cry if I told you how much I spend for a haircut, it's only because it's been the same pattern. I don't need to get all these things done, so basically I go in there and get my hair cut and get the heck out of there. There's not much to do. For a number of years, I had my hair like colored as well, you know.
Uh-huh.
And then I got to a point. I said, you know, I really want to. I'd like to see exactly how much gray I have. You know, and I'm going to just leave this alone. And I just went, okay, I had enough. And I went, ink doesn't look so bad. As a matter of fact, I'll just tell people that I purposely had it dyed this color to look older.
Oh, really? My mother a couple of years ago just said, I'm just going all gray.
No, that's a joke that people, because people... will see my hair color, and, you know, having not seen that much gray, that I would say purposely had it dyed gray.
Yeah, had it dyed gray. People ask my mom. My mom's hair is gray. And it's like a silver gray. It's very pretty. And people ask her, did she dye her hair that color? And she's like, what? Of course I did. Like, I'm gray. This is my hair. Why would I dye my hair gray?
So, all right, is there anything else that you want to tell us? What out there?
No, I just want to say if anyone can go to WBLS.com or Heart97.com, you can see all of the locations for Cuts for Kids. We're probably adding one to two more locations as we speak. And if you can, please come out and join us. We would love to see you, love to have you, and love to give you something for free from the radio station. So, and I want to thank you for talking with me about this and even being interested in the program and the organization. And getting the word out there, I appreciate you for that. So thank you so much.
And thank you for contributing as well.
Absolutely. Anytime.
All right. Have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. So that's Cuts for Kids in Queens. We have the places that are doing in Queens. I mean, one is called the Corona Barbershop Plus. And then we have Showtime Cuts, and then we have one called Filthy Rich Barbershop and Unisex. And these are the places just in Queens. Check it all out on the hip-hop stations here, WBLS 107.5. And WLIB 1190, and let's see, WQHT Hot 97. I guess you could just Google Emmis, EMMIS New York, and it'll have the radio stations that they have. So, and I am going to cut this short because it's not cold enough where I'm sitting. I guess the computer is radiating heat. I don't want any heat. I'm going back into the more air-conditioned room. And so with that, everybody have... by the way... Interesting. Spring Awakening is coming back to New York City. I guess I'm not sure with Broadway or off-Broadway, but not only will there be a different cast, it will be done for people. It's going to be done for the deaf. So from what I got, like part of the cast, I'm not sure how many in the cast are actually deaf. And I do remember seeing the show. Oh, the show, by the way, is great. I love the music. But I do remember seeing the show, and at one show they had somebody standing there sign languaging the whole thing while it was going on. I'm laughing because I always like think about, you know, when they have to sign language things that are could be a little rude, be humorous watching them. But anyhow, so that's what's one of the things coming up in New York City. A lot of things coming up in New York City. But so everybody, okay, so have a great day, evening, or whenever it is that if you're listening now or going to listen to this at another point. Okay. The chickens are sleeping.